The text for our meditation this morning is Psalm 119, verses 153 and 154. Look upon my suffering and deliver me, for I have not forgotten your law. Defend my cause and redeem me. Preserve my life according to your promise. I really do try my best, Lord. I strive to keep the Ten Commandments and to show love to others. I struggle to serve. In fact, now that I think about it, I've given up a lot to serve you. I could be making more money somewhere else, doing another job. I could certainly get more respect somewhere else. I don't mind that so much. Not that a little extra money or respect wouldn't be nice. The real problem is, well, all the other problems. I try not to let it bother me when almost everyone around me doesn't care about you, doesn't seem to care whether there is a God or not. I try not to let it bother me when even those who are supposed to be working with me just seem to get in the way. But you know, it gets discouraging after a while. In fact, I think you need to do something about it. After everything I've given up and everything I've done, you owe me, God. No, we know that's not right. It's not you owe me, God, but instead you own me, God. That one letter makes all the difference in understanding this psalm and in living our lives as God's people. If our hearts are filled with a you owe me God attitude, it's easy to misunderstand Psalm 119. If we ascribe that attitude to the writer, it's easy to get sick of this self-satisfied psalmist. But nothing could be further from the truth. The attitude of the psalmist is that of the covenant. God had promised, I will be your God and you will be my people. The attitude of the psalmist is, you own me, God. His words don't come from smug self-satisfaction, but from the depths of faith. To all appearances, he's been abandoned in his suffering, left hanging in a world where God does not have the upper hand. But he knows that God is still in the picture. God is still in control. So he calls on God for help, reminding God of his promise to save. Preserve my life according to your promise. The psalmist trusts in God for redemption, not on the basis of his own faithfulness to the law, but because his adherence to the law is the result of God's faithfulness to him. You own me, God. That makes all the difference in our lives. God owns us. We are his. He has made us his own in baptism. We died and were raised with Christ, and now we live as new people, God's people. He has truly preserved our lives according to his promise. He has freed us from sin and death for life eternal. Having received this salvation beyond anything we could ask or imagine, we are immediately moved beyond the point of bargaining with God, as if we had something to offer him. He owes us nothing. He has given us everything. So, like the psalmist, our obedience to his will, our love for his law, our trust in his promises flow from his faithfulness to us. He demonstrates that faithfulness to us day after day as he sustains us with his word and with his supper, as he forgives our sins. Even the occasional you owe me God attitude. God owns us and we rejoice. We rejoice in the riches of salvation won for us by the blood of Christ. We rejoice in a love that we cannot comprehend, the height and depth of God's love for us in Christ. Amen.